Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
It is Sunday afternoon football. The Cats and the Tigers from the MCG. We're in Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell. Time now to go inside the Cats camp as we get on the phone. Lucky enough to be joined down at ground level by a man who'll guide the fortunes of the Cats defence this afternoon. Baha Mac Holmes, Matty Scarlett joins us on the line. Scarlo, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neilty, Pete Ryan joining you in the K-Rock box. Good to be talking to you. Firstly, Cat fans, with the knee soreness to Sean Higgins, it saw him a late withdrawal yesterday. Can you give us an update on the seriousness of it and when sort of the decision was made that he'd be no good for today?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, late sort of out yesterday. I don't think it's very serious at all. I'm not totally across it, but I think the guys are expecting that he'll be right for next week. So, obviously disappointing. It was going to be a big milestone for Sean, but hopefully he gets his opportunity to play that against his old team next week. So I don't think it's too serious at all, mate.
Okay. Talk to us about, pardon me, Brad Close. And you're going to manage him and not play him this weekend, but left him in the emergency list. Cat fans will go, well, why did he stay as an emergency? I suppose it's for reasons like this that things might pop up and you may require him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, obviously Close, he's been playing really well and he's one of our biggest runners on the field. Each week he's consistently clocking up about 16.5 kilometres. So we thought a game leading into the finals that we might need to manage him. Obviously he's not injured, but with Higgo going out of the team, we've made the decision to bring him back into the side. So he's just going to have a rest, but now he's going to be out there today, which is good because he's really important for us.
Really different looking Richmond to what you're used to seeing, isn't it? There's still 15 premiership players out there, but geez, some very handy types out, but still makes them very dangerous though, because a little bit less predictable than what you'd expect from them.
Yeah, obviously there's a big name. Obviously having Dustin out of the team obviously hurts their scoring power ahead of the footy, but I think in the last couple of weeks they've sort of gone back to playing the brand that's made them so good with the surge game and just knocking the ball on and getting it forward. There was a period of time there where it seemed like they were trying to control the footy a little bit down in the back half and mark the ball a bit. But I think today they're just going to try and get it forward to those, try and win those down-the-line contests and surge. And obviously with Lynch and Riewoldt in their front half, they're always dangerous.
Matt, Pete Ryan, good luck today. Since Brisbane beat, you've only conceded 16 goals in the previous three games. What did you do after that game to tighten things up?
Oh, I think it's just we've just got back to playing our way. That game against Brisbane, they were pretty good, but I guess we allowed them to be good with our game style. We didn't really execute anything that we usually do pretty well. We tried to play pretty fast that night from all areas of the ground and pretty much played into their hands. So it's been pretty sound defensively all over the ground. I think the last couple of weeks, the highlight has been the forward pressure and the chase outs from our small forwards especially. Obviously helps the back set up pretty well behind the footy when the pressure's coming in the forward line.
How much influence do you have as a backline coach in, you know, encouraging the forwards to do that and making sure that it's a all of team defence?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, obviously me and Scotty look after the team defence stuff pretty closely, and I think it's really important to let those guys know how important their roles are. Obviously, some of those small forwards don't get a lot of the footy, but they do know in our system how important they are, and they do get rewarded throughout the week with obviously vision shown in meetings, and obviously their teammates love playing with them.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Scarlett, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Scarlett, you mentioned the ball movement you felt against Brisbane, that you sort of got sucked in and got a bit quick on occasion. So just with that, and you mentioned how important the small forwards are, so if you're hopefully going to resist the temptation to go too quick today, just the impact that playing Radaglia forward, so therefore that the ripple effect of always playing with those two ruckmen, how important is that to the way that you want to play over the next 5 weeks and into finals?
Yeah. Sav has looked really dangerous the last couple of weeks, and looks like he's about to mark everything that's coming his way in the front half. And the good thing about Sav, he's really a good ground level player as well. He gets after the footy, so we want to move the ball quick at the right time, but sometimes the opposition get their numbers back in a defence pretty quickly, so we have to be a little bit more methodical with how we use the footy. But certainly today we want to test Richmond's defence out. That's what we did really well the last time we played them. We were able to switch the footy and get it back through the corridor and put the pressure on their defenders. Obviously they've got a few really good players missing from their back half, so we want to get it in and test out their defenders.
Now, down the other end, and you spoke before that the Tigers over the last couple of weeks have got back to that surge footy where they get it into their two big guns up the forward line and the little blokes sort of crumb around. Is that where you'd be looking for the likes of Tom Stewart, if you can get him loose, to sort of come across and actually defend by marking the footy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I reckon Shuey will be probably spare for a fair bit of the game. Obviously, Busey and our ground level players will be spare as well. So it'll depend on how they set up and where the ball's positioned at stoppage on who's going to be our spare. But obviously, we want to get back and help in the air. On obviously, Lynch and Rewald are strong in the air, but it's their ground level players that are really dangerous. So Atkins and Buse really need to be strong with our ground level play today, and then being able to find that first mark and then make Richmond defend.
Scarlo, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. You like to observe things. What are your thoughts on Zach Tui's mouth brow? It's something that's lush. And is there any sort of correlation between that and the thickness of that and his form? Because he's in
been
really good
hasn't
form.
He? Yeah.
Yeah.
He is, yeah. The first part of the question, yeah, he's an interesting-looking character, Zach. Looks like one of those mad Irishmen, which he is, but he's playing some unbelievable footy the last 4 or 5 weeks in multiple roles. I think he enjoys the freedom of playing wing and a little bit half forward, and he's been in our back line a fair bit as well when Blitz goes up into the ruck. So, yeah, the moustache is ordinary, but his form's terrific.
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. Did at some point in your career, did you sort of try to rock a big sort of handlebar arrangement?
I did for a little while. Then I had the full beard without the moustache. So that sort of got me in a little bit of trouble as well. But I looked average at times. But, the moustache, some people can pull it off. Tommy Atkins had the mo. He's shaving that off and looks much better.
You must be wrapped, though, with the team, the form of the side. You know, you're building nicely and you're getting something. I think this year it seems, every year's obviously different, but it seems like you're getting something from everybody. It's a really even. When you win, you know, in previous years, sometimes it's been 35 to Dangerfield, you know, Ablett and Selwood. But this year it's been a real mix of just something from everybody, which has probably been a hallmark of the opposition you're playing today, Richmond.
Yeah. That's a good point, mate. I reckon sort of we've found different ways with our game style to win games as well, which is good. We haven't been reliant on our attack or our ball use off half back. I spoke a little bit before about last week, our forward pressure and our chase outs, turning the footy over in our front half. Some games we've been able to use the footy really nicely from the back half, and we've got a really strong on-ball brigade as well that can be really dynamic in the centre bounces. So we're finding all different ways to win, and come later on in the year, we're going to probably need all of them as well. So, yeah, we're feeling pretty good with our game. We think we can get better, like all teams will say. But, we're coming along quite nicely.
Obviously, at some point, Matt, you're going to have to find a spot for Jeremy Cameron and possibly Mitch Duncan. How difficult is selection at the moment and trying to weigh up who needs to play and who deserves to play, in a sense?
Yeah. It's going to be easy to get them into the team. It's going to be harder to figure out who comes out of the team, I guess. So, obviously, some guys have played some newish roles within our team. Obviously, Tommy Atkins has moved down back and he's found his spot down there, so he'll be safe in the team. But it's going to be a bit of a challenge. How many inside mids do we play Mitch Duncan as a forward when he comes back? He was playing in that role before he got hurt and doing a great job. So it's going to be there's going to be some two or three, maybe four really unlucky players, but we get a feeling all strong teams and all premiership teams have unlucky players, and hopefully we're in that same boat.
Scarlo, did you get a look at the VFL scratch match? I think they were playing at Punt Road.
No. Yeah, they went really strong. They had a strong performance. I think they won by heaps, and I didn't get to the game, mate, but got through. There was no injuries, and spoke to Shane O'Bee before. He was really happy with how everybody went. All the same names played really well. Ford and Constable, those guys around the footy. Brown, like you said, all played really strongly.
And one last one before we let you go, Scarlo. Jed Buse, he's one of our favourites on K-Rock Footy for obvious reasons. And some of your coaching's been unbelievable, just your ability to get blokes to do things. But are you the one that coaches him to kick at least one ball out in the full every game?
It is, mate. That's all me.
Because he's mastered the art of doing that.
At least he can kick a drop punt now and actually spins all right. He used to just kick those big floaters, but he's having a great year. Busy, one of my favourites. Low maintenance, gets the job done. Doesn't want any glory, but yes, that's me.
One other one. He's having a great year, Busy. Any chance today with you be able to pull rank at some point? And if you're 40 points in front with 6 minutes to go, will you be able to clear the forward 50 out for Jake Colajesny? Yeah.
Mate, I cannot wait till he kicks a goal. I get that excited when he's down there and he almost kicks it. I think it's in his head now. He's well, he knows when he gets the footy, he's going to miss. But, yeah, that goal's going to come at some stage. Hopefully it's in the finals. In the grand final in the last quarter, hopefully he kicks a sealer. Big pack MCG.
Do you tell him about the 17 you kicked?
I do. Also tell him about the 12 million that I stopped.
Good work, Scarlett.
Outstanding.
On that note, Matthew, we'll let you go. Good to talk. Good luck. Matty Scarlett joining us there. That's very good for Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes, they're passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations. Every single day, your dream, our commitment's the Harmac way. Now, what others call upgrades, they call standard. $40,000 of added value at no extra cost. That is the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.